This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. China's moving closer this week to a new law that would strictly control thousands of foreign non-governmental organizations. Foreign governments and non-governmental organizations denounced two earlier drafts, saying their wording implied that the Chinese government viewed such groups as potential criminal organizations. Critics said the proposed restrictions would lead to groups curtailing important work in China, such as legal assistance and programs promoting the rule of law. North Carolina demonstrated a legitimate interest in requiring voters to provide certain credentials before casting their ballots, a federal judge ruled, despite criticism that the law disenfranchises black and Hispanic voters. Spain is now in its fifth month without a government after December elections failed to produce a majority from the four parties. They have not been able to produce a coalition. Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, specializing in health care, found the states least prepared to deal with health care crisis were Louisiana, Montana, Mississippi, Arizona, Nevada, Alabama, Alaska, South Dakota, Idaho, and Hawaii. Research by four leading economists suggests that damage to manufacturing jobs caused by globalization in the 21st century has contributed heavily to the nation's bitter political divide. China has halted plans for new coal-fired power stations in many parts of the country, and construction of some approved plans has been postponed until 2018. Billionaire hedge fund founder Tom Steyer has pledged to spend $25 million in a get-out-the-vote campaign in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Colorado, Nevada, New Hampshire, and Illinois, targeted at young voters. Volkswagen has appealed to federal court the victory of the UAW to represent its Chattanooga maintenance workers rather than begin collective bargaining. The Justice Department has green-lighted a merger between Times Warner Cable and Charter Communications, but is requiring a build-out of its broadband network to 2 million homes and no increases of charges based on data usage for 7 years. Walmart, in a shift in strategy, is dropping its Wild Oats organic partnership meant 2 years ago to appeal to healthier food choices. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.